This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Bob Zimmerman about the United Kingdom's inability to launch boosters, commercial space to succeed in the United Kingdom. Why? Because the applications for spaceports take unexplainably long. Sometimes they never actually arrive. The permitting process is peculiar. Here Bob explicates what we know now about applications to launch from the UK. In the meantime, there are neighboring countries in Scandinavia ready to go. Bob Zimmerman on the mystery of the United Kingdom and launching. More of this tonight.
And I want to go straight to the next story, which has to do with the UK and spaceports. As I mentioned, both Sutherland and the Saxeford spaceport on the Shetland Islands have literally been sitting for more than a half a decade trying to get their first launch off because of bureaucratic red tape and licensing requirements that take forever to get approved in the UK. Its Civil Aviation Authority is really slow in doing things. It bankrupted Virgin Orbit, a company that was trying to launch out of Cornwall from an airport. Well, there were hearings. There were three different stories in the news this week that indicated to me that the UK government is still dithering about fixing these problems. Every single story that I read indicated that the government is not really doing anything to fix the red tape. And in fact, the present Labour government seems more concerned about the risks involved of first launches and appears wants to increase the regulatory burdens to prevent accidents from occurring. What this tells me is that Norway is going to win the race, and basically these two spaceports are going to have problems for years to come to get any customers at all.